The Northwest Territory's employment rate stood at 65.7% in March, seasonally unadjusted, the lowest for March since 2021, according to the NWT Bureau of Statistics. 89% of the territory's 22,600 workers were employed full-time while 11% were toiling part-time. The employment rate dipped by 4% between March 2023 and March 2024, a loss of 1,100 workers, with the private sector shedding those jobs, the Bureau reported. The unemployment rate measured 5% in March, essentially the same as 1 year earlier, but it registered as low as 2.4% in October 2023 and as high as 8.8% in July 2023. Nationally, the unemployment rate was 6.1% in March. Employment losses in the NWT were felt most heavily in construction, trade, forestry, fishing and mining in March. Gains, meanwhile, were realized in accommodation and food services, utilities and education. The average weekly wage, including overtime, for all employees in the NWT hit $1,656.42 as of February, Statistics Canada reported. Hourly workers came in at $1,159.01 weekly compared to $2,152.57 weekly for salaried employees. Demographic breakdown. In terms of demographics, the territory's Indigenous workforce, comprising 9,100 individuals, had an employment rate of 51% and an unemployment rate of 12.1% as of February. The participation rate in the workforce measured 58%. Non-Indigenous members of the workforce, totaling 15,000 people, realized an employment rate of 78% in February and an unemployment rate of 2.7%. The participation rate was 80.6%. Young workers struggled to find jobs more than their older counterparts in February, which is a common phenomenon. The employment rate among the 2,500 people aged 15 to 24 was just 38.2%, while the unemployment rate was a lofty 16%. The participation rate 45.5%, which is on the lower end of the range over the past few years. Workers aged 25 and over, who constitute 21,500 members of the NWT labor force, were 70.8% employed, 5.1% unemployed and participated in the workforce at a rate of 74.7%. When it comes to gender, women fared better with an employment rate of 66.5% and unemployment rate of 4.3% in February. There were 11,600 women in the labor force at a participation rate of 69.5%. While men outnumbered women in the labor force, 12,400 of them, they had a lesser employment rate, 64.8%, and a higher unemployment rate, 8.1%. However, at 70.5%, the participation rate among men eclipsed that of women in February. Geographically speaking, Yellowknife's statistics were superior to the rest of the territory. Those outside of the NWT capital had an employment rate of 54.1% and an unemployment rate of 9.5% in February. The participation in the labor force was 60.5%, representing 9,500 people. Yellowknife's 14,600-strong labor force enjoyed an employment rate of 75.3%, an unemployment rate of 4.1% and a participation rate of 78.5%. Public service closing in on $1 billion in compensation. There were 6,481 territorial government employees as of 2022-23, according to the GNWT's Public Service Annual Report. The total paid in compensation that year was $918.9 million. The average bureaucrat was 44 years old and had typically worked for the government for 8 years. Indigenous workers represented 40% of government employees. Women comprised 66% of public servants, including 57% in management roles. The North Slave region hosted 53.4% of public service jobs. That was followed by the South Slave, 15%, the Beaufort Delta, 14%, the Decho, 6.4%, the Talicho, 6.2%, and the Satu, 5%. Indigenous income gaps. The NWT had the largest gap in median income between First Nations and the non-Indigenous population, according to the 2021 census. For registered Indians living off-reserve, in the NWT, as Statistics Canada identified them, the wage gap was $41,400 compared to the non-Indigenous population. Among non-status Indians, the difference in the median wage in the NWT was second highest at $20,000 less than non-Indigenous residents. The highest was Nunavut with a $24,000 difference. For Métis residents of the NWT, the median wage gap was $10,000. The median income for registered Indians on reserve in the NWT was $39,200, while it was $47,600 for registered Indians off-reserve, $79,000 for Métis and $89,000 for non-Indigenous workers. Fact file. NWT average weekly earnings by industry, February 2024. Mining, quarrying and oil and gas extraction, $2,832.16. Goods producing industries, $2,240.97. Public administration, $1,870.30. Professional, scientific and technical services, $1,725.48. Healthcare and social assistance, $1,747.51. Educational services, $1,697.85. Finance and insurance, $1,677.49. Wholesale trade, $1,668.86. Construction, $1,646.47. Service producing industries, $1,515.86. Transportation and warehousing, $1,479.29. Administrative and support, waste management and remediation services, $1,191.14. Arts, entertainment and recreation, $1,130.81. Trade, $853.89. Retail trade, $765.07. Accommodation and food services, $696.11. Source, Statistics Canada.